The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Rolling through another afternoon, welcome to the Business News Hour. You know, we hook up with people all kinds of different ways. And when the phone rang last week, and a young man says, "Hey, my name is Gary Williams, and I understand that you talk about business on the radio and in podcasts." I said, "Yeah, we do." He said, "Well, I got one." So I said, "Wow, let's talk to you." So we did a little chat on the phone and invited him in, and he is L.M. What is it?
L-A-M-E.
L-A-M-E, Lame, yes, Lame, which yes, is an acronym for
Laughing at My Enemies Entertainment.
Laughing at My Enemies Entertainment. Okay, so why did you name it that?
I just wanted to be different. Something, give, I guess, the world something different. You know, when I was growing up, people used lame as something so negative and so bullying wise. So I just wanted to use lame, that lame, and make it cool. So I guess, you know, we did that.
Well, I'm grateful you called, and thanks for being here. This is really good stuff.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get into it a little bit. How long have you been doing this? And you're a music producer, is that right?
Yes, sir. Music producer. I just graduated Full Sail University, getting my media and communications degree.
Good for you.
So doing a little bit of graphic design work and things of that sort, media analysts and stuff like that. So just a little bit of everything just to get our label out there. So I started 2012, came up with the name. Got a few people with the label, and we've just been pushing it since.
And so as a producer,
yes, sir,
then you find folks to produce, right?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Well, for me, I produce all our tracks. We do also have another producer. His name's Sony McBeat. Shout out to him as well. He's our main producer. I just started actually making beats almost a year ago.
Yeah?
And
yourself?
Yeah, myself. So it's kind of just a new trade for me, but I got so good so fast that, you know, it's been helping me get out there on Twitter and,
yeah
getting our name out there. So.
All right. So how do you remember all that stuff when you're doing beats, man?
I say it just took a lot of reputation. Just a lot of just keep practicing.
A lot of practice.
Yeah, a lot of practice. A lot of researching.
Yeah.
A lot of just, you know, studying my craft.
Yeah, so, and you got to be good at it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So you're putting on shows.
Yes, sir.
And things
yes,
like
sir.
That. And you just got back from Texas?
Yes, sir. Arlington, Texas. It was a blast. Shout out as well to Queen Sylvie. She's a 2-time award-winning comedian, and she does her thing out there. So we was on her radio station.
Nice.
And it was a great opportunity, especially for my label. So, you know, it was great.
So when we talk about your label, when Lame, when we talk about this, what kinds of folks are you recording and producing and helping out?
All types of people. Me myself, since I'm a music engineer as well,
yeah,
I work with all type of artists, from hip hop to country to rock, all types of things. But as far as from my label right now is basically on hip hop, the old school hip hop, you know, not the stuff that you hear nowadays, but kind of
okay,
like.
Okay, so you're going to have to stop for the old man. So old school hip hop.
Yeah.
All right, 50 Cent?
Well,
is that old school enough, or is that too old?
Well, it's actually further than that. We'll say kind of like Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Say like Biggie, Nas. Stuff, more storytelling, more, you know, inspirational stuff. So.
And what are we hearing today that's different?
You really don't hear content anymore in music. So we try to keep the content in music. We try to, you know, it's a lot of people that struggle in life, and we try to, you know, be the voice for those people. Mm. So
a message in the music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Interesting stuff. His name is Gary Williams, ladies and gentlemen, and he's in because he said, "I'm going to pick up the phone and call so we can talk a little bit about his business." So I asked our producer, is a DJ, and he goes by DJ T-Hack, and I said, "So, do you know Gary? Because I don't know. Yeah, if it ain't Harry Belafonte and Frank Sinatra, I don't know what you guys are doing."
Right.
So he said, "No, I don't know you. But do you know what we're talking about? I suspect that you probably do."
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you know, from Tupac and Biggie and 50
yeah.
Cent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So what? And so content is the difference.
Yes, sir.
Now, to the untrained ear, to the untrained ear, this just all sounds like a lot of words.
Right, right.
But to the trained ear, it is words, but those words got to mean something.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
I'd say recently the lyrics really got dumbed down in hip-hop music, as opposed to it used to be more of an art form with the lyrical content.
Yes, sir.
It's gotten a lot more simpler.
It kind of disappeared.
Really?
So we're just trying to, you know, keep that going and keep that, like I said, the old school feel. I feel like back in the day, the music was powerful. Like, it was empowerment. Like, it was just like when you heard a record, it was like, oh, it gave me chills. You know, Whitney Houston, you know, Michael Jackson, just things like that. And it was kind of, we're trying to keep that feeling in our music.
That artist level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay. Now, you're originally from Minneapolis.
Yes, sir. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right. So that's Prince territory.
Yes, right.
Like, you can't get away from that, right?
Right. Not at all.
Now, you talk about an interesting cat. You know, he certainly was, wasn't he? I mean, he was across the spectrum.
Yes, everywhere.
A little different, but across the spectrum.
Right.
So just because you're from Minneapolis, I don't expect you to know everything about Prince. It's kind of a big city. But to your trained ear and what you do, mm-hmm. when you look at the music that he created over a long period of time and all kinds of different things, is he really a genius?
I'd say, yeah. I'd say Prince, yeah, he's really a genius just because he's able to grab a crowd, you know. His music by itself, like, he's able to grab a crowd. Like, when you're sitting on the couch and you listen to Prince, you know, your feet might get to rocking or your head might get to swinging. Or, uh-huh. You know, especially for the older generation, you know, you might get up and start dancing, you know, just because that might be your favorite Prince song, you know, or that song was one of the songs that grabbed you the most. So,
and a lot of he had a lot of depth to it.
Yes,
I mean, you know, Purple Rain was about a breakup in his life, and you know, you listen to the music and you go, I don't get that until you know that's what it's about. It's
right,
crazy,
right?
Are we talking too old school here?
No, I like Prince. All right. How do you not like Prince?
Right.
I'm just checking with Tyler. Tyler is our millennial here, and so I have to check in with him from time to time so I can get a readout.
Yes, sir.
Am I being too old now? All right. So let's talk a little bit, if we can. Gary Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking music and his company. Laughing at My Enemy's Nation, which I think is a cool name, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what are the hopes for the future? Where do you want to go with this?
My five-year plan is, you know, just to make sure that each of my artists is financially stable as far as doing what they love, and this is music, you know. And I feel like I put that, you know, that burden on myself and on my shoulders just to make sure that, you know, they reach their full potential as far as even as artists, like not even just financial wise, but as far as what they see themselves as artists, you know.
Would people be surprised, Gary, how many different really good musical acts there are here in Des Moines in the metro?
Oh, my goodness. To be honest with you, it's a lot. I've ran across so much talent, singing, rapping, dancing. And it's crazy. It's like with all genres, not just hip hop music and not just rock and not country. It's like so many reggae. I know some reggae artists out here that's so good.
Really?
And it's like, one of these artists need to blow, you know, especially in music wise. Like, I know we had Slipknot, you know, they did an awesome job and they're still doing an awesome job. But I feel like, you know, as far as them behind them, like, what do we have, you know, as far as the entertainment goes in Iowa? And we have so much to offer. And I feel like people just need to come here and, you know, give us a chance.
You know, I think as a side note, there's a fellow by the name of Jonathan Narcisse. And Jonathan Narcisse is putting together something called Iowa Stock 2017. You've heard about this, haven't you, Tyler? Yeah, he's been a guest of ours a couple of times.
Okay.
And it's a four-day music festival down at Avenue of the Saints. Anyway, it's down there near St. Charles.
Okay.
And from what I understand, over 200 Iowa bands and artists from opera with Simon Estes.
Wow.
To hip hop, to country.
Wow.
10 stages, wow. Over 500 acres. You know, it's amazing. It really is.
And I feel like we need to keep doing things like that, especially in Iowa, just because you're displaying the talent that's here, you know. And as an artist, me, that's why I want to do being a promoter as well, just to give people that opportunity, just to open doors as we keep going up in our, you know, career. So
And how did you get started in all this, Gary?
I just, like I said, it just took a lot of hard work. Music all the way around is fun to me. You know, I love creating. I love just every aspect of music. And I just, like I said, performing, I'm a great performer. So if you ever get a chance, come see Lame Nation. But as well, I just, like I said, I would just want to give that opportunity to other people as well. So
now, so when you say performing, is this doing beats? Is that
as far as doing beats? I also rap. So you can see me perform. We also got a show tomorrow night in Marshalltown.
Get out of here. In Marshalltown.
Yes, sir. We travel a lot, so we do a lot of traveling. We getting ready for our own personal tour that we're doing in Atlanta, Minnesota, Iowa as well, and Illinois. So we're putting on that as well. So
Gary Williams, ladies and gentlemen, what a fascinating story. So you must be working the phones all the time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
Give us a shot, huh?
My phone never stopped ringing. Never stopped ringing. So,
and what was it, Gary, that propelled you to this area? I mean, this is pretty. You know, I got to be honest. I don't know. How did you go from this kid from Minneapolis? Come to Des Moines, and boom, off you go.
It was kind of like one of the things where my mom wanted a better life for us growing up. You know, Minnesota, we lived in a kind of hard area. So my aunt spoke to her about Iowa and